Hey guys, welcome to Lyrics Mind. I really appreciate you guys tuning in for the first official episode. Right there I would cue like some clapping, but I'm not that advanced with technology yet. But thank you guys for tuning in. I'm excited to do this episode. It probably won't be too long, but I wanted to explore some of the things that I've been itching to talk about, and this is going to be one of them, which is our spiritual gifts. So yes. So first, I'm just going to give you an intro, like a rundown of what my capabilities are and also how I've been able to really tap into them, and also ways that you can do the same. So what are my spiritual gifts? They really range from a list of things that I know and still don't know at the same time. I really am trying to figure out them all together. Some of them are coming up and others I don't want to even open up. So one of the things I've really been able to do is always read people's emotions. I'm not sure of the correct terminology for it. I know people call it empath, but I just think that's such a... Social media has ruined that word for me. That connection, anything social media keeps saying, I don't like it. So I don't want to say empath, but I'm very... aware of how to tune into people's emotions. It's a knowing that I don't even sometimes pick up on. It's just a reaction. Like, it's been many times where I've went somewhere, bought something, and then someone's like, wow, like I was really about to, like, let's say I went somewhere, bought something, and I met up with a friend the next day, and I happened to have this thing that I bought with me, and it happened to be exactly something that they were wanting to get or something that they were wanting to try to look for next. There have been times when I've just randomly reached out to people and they've been going through things. There have been times where I can just look at someone and I'm just like, okay, I know exactly what's wrong with you, and I like, do you want to talk about it? I remember when with my line sisters, I was telling them, like if I ask you what's wrong, there's just really no reason to lie to me, because I really already know, because that's the reason why I'm asking. So it's that kind of understanding of people and their emotions. What else can I do? I am psychic as well. Many times when I was younger, a lot of the abilities that I had would come in my dreams. So a lot of the things that would come true would be, I would dream of them, and then a few months down the road, they would happen. It got to the point where it was like deja vu, actually. It was really bad, and I was like, this is super creepy. I remember one time I had a dream, and I'm like, I never saw the lady. And I know people always say, oh, you see the person and then you have a dream about them, whether or not you remember you see them in like real life. I've never saw this lady before. My mom didn't even know her. And she was in my dream, and I remember a few months down the road, I finally met her, and I was like, wow, okay, this is from a dream. So a lot of that happens. I can speak with dead people. Like, I want to call myself a medium, but that feels just too official to me. I that's one gift that I really don't want to touch, because I'm a scaredy cat. Nobody wants to be woken up by some spirits. Like, I just feel like my life can be more productive than that. But it's been times where I was in school and I've been able to, like, one time I was in class, I was able to connect with my professor's mom, and she was just like standing there next to him, and it's like, wow, like, this is really creepy. And I didn't think it was true, because I'm like, I'm tripping. Of course, I'm tripping. But no, like, and you could see his energy change. He really got more vibrant, as if it was, he knew her presence was there. And she was like making jokes, so I can hear them. I can't see them, but I can hear them and more feel their presence, and really try to tune into the emotional connection that they share with their loved ones who are here today. I can sometimes read minds, but I haven't developed that to its fullest potential. That's something that I'm still trying to fumble around in the dark about. But I want to talk about these spiritual gifts that many of us have but aren't really aware of it. We all are in somewhat connected to each other. So a lot of the things that I am experiencing currently, I have seen people going through the same thing, but I'm like, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to be the crazy girl. So I'll just keep it to myself. I know what's true with me. But you know, if you're going through the same thing, I can just mentally note it and know I'm not alone. But I try to tell people, a little bit, those who are close with me know a little bit of what I go through on a daily basis. But what I have been seeing is that people really are stepping into this spiritual understanding of who they are and what they're capable of. And it's more than just reading someone's emotion, you know, like it's powerful stuff that is so beautiful to really see unfold, because it, as someone who has been connected to this side of themselves for, I would say since middle school, when I went to high school is when I really got more in tune with this side of myself. And it started really small, but I feel like that the next wave is really coming together where people are really seeing what they're worth and what they can do. And it's coming off as something that is more like a personal development type of story. So people overcoming their childhood wounds and people talking about their emotions more, and people being able to really tap into. Sorry, guys, I had to take a break really quickly. The dog was barking. But what I was saying is that people are really stepping into their power, long story short. So I want to give a few tips on ways you can really embrace this side of yourself, without it being so overwhelming and difficult to understand. A lot of things that we try to overlook are really where a lot of our healing is in. And it allows you to, if you go after these things, you're able to really tap into a different part of yourself that is going to be able to tune into these gifts of yours. So one thing I would recommend is being honest with yourself. Okay, that's the first thing. If you have some kind of spiritual gift, or if you don't even want to call it a spiritual gift, you don't want to make it seem like it's this big thing, and being someone who's that special just doesn't feel, you know, right to you, that's completely fine. But you still can't deny what you're capable of, okay? You still can't deny this aspect of yourself or anything that you really are born to do. We all come down here with some kind of gift and some part of ourselves that is meant to be experienced that hasn't been experienced before. That is the purpose of your soul, and your soul mission here is to put your imprint in this world, and which is your spiritual gifts, and ways you learn yourself. This dog is about to kill me. I don't know if you guys can hear her, but I'm literally about to go crazy. So being honest with yourself will allow you to really accept what you have as a person here. Now, you don't have to use it if you're not comfortable with it. But you don't also have to. You don't. Okay, because I just got a message about that. They're like, my guys are talking to me, and they talk to me frequently when I have conversations with people. And it's one of the reason why I'm so scattered brain when I talk. But now, here comes the responsibility part of it, because like I was saying, you don't have to accept it. Like, you don't have to really use it in the way that you think it needs to be used. But you also don't have to use it as a disadvantage to other people. And what I mean by that is many people use their gifts for personal gain. And we all, like, I'm not saying that, you know, you have to be the hero of the world and you have to save everybody, because that's not the case either. That's not a good story to tell either. And hopefully down the road, I'll be able to get more into that and break that down for you guys. But it's not about good versus evil per se, but more of cause and effect. So if you are someone who is denying the fact, or not denying, but not comfortable with the fact that you are more in tune with your spiritual, well, you're trying to be more in tune with your spiritual self, or you have a spiritual gift that you just have kept quiet about for all of your life, know that there's always a time and a place to use these gifts. And not in a way where you're manipulating people, because that is when you have cause and effect, also karma. And cause and effect is not as negative as the word karma, because karma is this revengeful thing that people try to talk about. And it's like, oh, karma's gonna get you. And it's like, karma doesn't set out a mission to make you feel better about yourself. Karma is cause and effect. So the good, the bad, is no place for karma. It's just, you do this, this happens. And you want to be careful if you're not necessarily accepting your gifts, but using them to as a disadvantage to other people. So using them solely as a way to gain control, to gain power, to manipulate those around you. And you may not even realize that you are doing this, because a lot of the programming that we have is done on a very subconscious level. And you really have to take the time to ask yourself tough questions to even bring this awareness to the surface. So if you're someone who's not even attuned with what you are spiritually, then a lot of these things don't even come off as manipulative to you. Manipulative. a lot of those things aren't going to come off that way, because to you, it's just something so deeply programmed within yourself that you are not even thinking about it. And that's when you have to really lean on your guides for assistance. I recommend all my clients to work with their personal team. And the next episode, I think, is going to be about really identifying who your spiritual guides are. I have been doing this for years now, and I still don't know who they are for me personally. So I can only give you as much information as I can. I have a general idea, but as far as, like, some people can name their spiritual guides, and some people know them, like how many are around them, and I don't. I have an idea, but no specifics. But at times where you're unaware that you're working on things, or you're projecting this unconsciously, you can lean on your spiritual guides. Or if you don't want to even explore that opportunity or explore that option, you could simply say to yourself, okay, what are ways that I can really bring how I'm using this to awareness, you know? How can I bring this to my awareness? And with that, you're going to be able to really understand yourself a little bit more and watch things unfold. And you may be wondering, okay, so what's the purpose of this lyric? Like, I didn't know it was a problem, and I don't care if it's really a problem, because it's been helping me out now. And that's true, you know? But at the same time, you have to remember cause and effect. If you are putting out unknowingly karmic energy that is manipulative, that is, you know, not for your highest good, for the effect part of that, it's going to wrap back around. So what you put out is what you get. If you're a good person and you have all these bad things happening to you and you're not really aware of it, then what it could be is that either you have some kind of subconscious programming that's really self-sabotaging your development, or you could be like acting in ways that tie in that cause and effect to your path. So you want to take the time to be aware of those decisions that you're making, because the universe doesn't, it's not like the universe like, oh, such and such didn't know, like, they didn't know. And it's like your angels will have that sympathy for you, and your higher power will have that sympathy for you and that mercy. However, they do guide you to be more responsible with what your power is. And everything is an opportunity to learn, and life is happening for you, not to you. So it's not a punishment that these things are happening, but more of a nudge to push you towards a direction to stop the repeated cycles that keep reoccurring, because that's also a theme as well. And then you also have to take into account layers and layers of this. And if you're just starting this, you don't need to worry about that now. That's going to be something that you really have to get deeper into further down the line. But just to wrap this up, I do want to, you know, encourage you guys to really sit down with yourself and really take the time to figure out, what are you capable of? You know, without the self-doubts, without the, you know, fears and the overthinking and overanalyzing, but who are you and what are you capable of? And how have you used what you're capable of to make your life better? And how can you use what you're capable of to improve your life to a point where you are no longer falling into things that you don't even want to be in, but somehow find yourself in? And with that, you're going to be able to really sit down and explore different parts of yourself that you didn't even possibly know were there. So I encourage you to just, you don't even have to write it down. You can start anywhere. There's no wrong way or right way to do this. You can just ask yourself a question on the way to work, in the car, and then let life really just bring those answers to you, because that's how you build trust with the universe. So just play around with that question a little bit, play around with who you are and what you've currently been about. And I do want to leave with this: life is not a punishment, okay? So if you have done things that aren't as favorable in the eyes of yourself or others, guilt and shame is not what you should first go towards. That's lower vibrational energy, and it counteracts your healing. So taking the time to be empathetic with yourself and say, okay, I didn't know what I didn't know. And even if I did know, even if I was aware, there was still a part of me that needed healing enough to stop that from taking place. And for that, I can forgive myself. And I ask for forgiveness from the universe. And it's not a pity. It's not a, I deserve to be punished. It's a, I'm human. I make mistakes. And nobody has to put this much pressure on me to be anybody other than who I am. And the pressure that I'm placing on myself really is unnecessary. So how can I remove these shackles from my mind and my own beliefs in order for me to blossom into who I want to be? And this can be the first step, because you're acknowledging a part of yourself that may have been ignored almost all your life, or a little bit underdeveloped in the ways that you wish could, you know, work. But that's all for today, guys. I hope this is something that really makes you think a little bit. That's always what I like to do. I push you to really do some thinking of your own. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I realized I didn't put my information on the first video. So, I mean, the first episode. Oh, no, this is the first official episode, whatever. The intro, I didn't really give you more information. But you can follow me on Lyrics Divine on YouTube. It's Lyrics Divine Tarot. On Instagram, it's in Twitter, it's Lyrics Divine, LyricsDivine. So yeah, go ahead and check me out. If you have any questions on, you know, getting started, or you just want someone to explain a little bit more on how to get you to where you need to be, feel free to reach out to me up there. I do wait a little bit when I get DMs because I want to make sure I'm in the right mindset before I respond. So yeah, just let me know what you guys think. Keep me posted on everything, and I hope all is well with you all. And yeah, thanks so much for listening. Hope you guys have a great day. Bye.